From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Police in Kansas City, Missouri say at least two people are dead and upwards of a dozen people may have been injured in a shooting outside a bar. Police say the shooting took place late yesterday, just before midnight, when someone opened fire on a line of people waiting outside. A man and a woman were found dead at the scene. Police believe the man was the shooter, who was shot by an armed security guard. At least 15 people arrived at local hospitals with injuries, and three are in critical condition. The bar appeared to be celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs' victory over the Tennessee Titans and the team's advancement to the Super Bowl. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is celebrating what he calls cost savings for the state's Medicaid program. Democrats were quick to criticize Parson. They say that 100,000 kids being dropped from the rolls isn't something to be celebrated. But the governor shrugged the criticism off as political games.
I think the spin the Democrats put on that is a political spin. I think they keep throwing out those numbers, but they have from day one.
Parson says much of this drop is attributed to cleaning up the system and ensuring those on Medicaid actually qualify for the services. Numbers from the Missouri Department of Social Services show more than 100,000 children have been dropped from the rolls since the beginning of 2018, which is the largest drop in the country. Mark Anderson is the third and final candidate to run for Columbia's first ward city council election, which will be held April 7th. Last week, 51-year-old Anderson handed in his filing petitions on Tuesday, the deadline to enter the race for the council's first ward seat. He says he is an independent. He joins Pat Fowler and MU freshman Greg Pearson in seeking the seat incumbent first ward member Clyde Ruffin is vacating after choosing not to seek another term. Anderson has been a Columbia resident for more than 40 years. He says he's always been interested in running for local government, but now the timing is right and there are problems that need to be addressed. Anderson says stabilizing housing, improving infrastructure, decreasing crime, and creating jobs are some things he would like to accomplish if elected. He also says affordable housing in Columbia is not effective and that a comprehensive plan needs to be developed to improve conditions. Thousands of St. Louis area families have been freed from a major financial burden thanks to a charitable effort that's increasingly popular among churches and other groups, eliminating medical debt. Money raised at more than a dozen United Church of Christ congregations and a donation from the St. Louis-based Deaconess Foundation have paid off nearly $13 million in medical debt for 11,108 families in St. Louis City and County. The United Church of Christ announced these details Saturday. It will notify families whose debt has been wiped away by sending them letters. A married couple who has been together for nearly 65 years had passed away on the same day last week at a St. Louis area nursing home. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Jack and Harriet Morrison's beds were placed next to each other, allowing them to hold hands. 86-year-old Jack died first, and 83-year-old Harriet died later that day. The couple went on their first date on Halloween of 1955. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.